Yeah, well, I have been contacted by a good few mothers, and they are just under pressure because one particular family has three children going to school, but only one of them has a school bus. And there is issues around, obviously, with the traffic, the shambolic traffic problems that we know about. So when we have parents who are trying to go to work and they have to try and fit this in around everything, it leaves everybody late. So there's issues around that as well. And I suppose what we're really looking for is all we want is to get a list of the people and the numbers that need to be accommodated. I know that there has been mention of maybe some parents may have been late when they were needed to log on to the system and book their place. But there are people out there who have paid their money, but they still don't have a ticket. So there's a whole array of different issues there,
And
and it's different in each household.
are most of them though discretionary tickets, i.e., parents who are sending their children to not the nearest school, effectively?
Well, I suppose that's information we have to find out. Some of the people that we have is concessionary and some are not. So we need to get a compile a list of everybody. So what we're doing is the whole idea is that we open it out to allow everyone to come to us so we can properly file the numbers and the areas and the people who need the help with the buses. That's the whole idea. So we have one place for everybody to come to.
So really, at this point, you're aware of some cases, but you don't know the extent of it yet. And we've spoken to parents in the past whereby there was no school bus run for them. They were having to look at private options, that their area wasn't being served or serviced.
Yes, that is an issue for again for another family where they are paying they're paying a private operator, and we're very thankful for that. I mean, it's great that we have that service, but the problem is that if you look at a household and what they have to pay out, given the circumstances, the cost of living, the cost of everything, the cost of diesel now is going up and fuel. So, I mean, there's extra cost on every household, and the extra trips to school for some of these children. So if you think about it, if you have one child getting on a bus and another child not getting on a bus, well, naturally that's going to put a household in a disarray in the morning. And then you also have that in the evening. And there's also an issue of a special needs bus that needs to be addressed as well. So the family has allocated like 10 different spots on the bus, which means that they have five going to school and five coming back. They realistically only need to use three, which will be coming home in the evening time. And so there's space available on that particular bus, but unfortunately the child's not allowed to use the bus. So it doesn't make sense. If they're allocated 10 spots on the bus, five going to school, five coming back, but they're only going to realistically need to use three, then the idea is why not accommodate that family for the value of three runs in the bus?
Okay,
So
well,
those
I think
are common sense options.
a lot of the details are kind of come in after the fact, after the meeting, because there are so many ways in people can that people can fall through the cracks. Some it's just the way the system's set up, and others just completely unfair decisions. The meeting's in the Letterkenny Community Centre, Sunday the 13th at 7 p.m. Get along if you're affected by that's the message.
Yes, very much so, because it's open to every area so that we allow everyone the opportunity to put their name forward. So we're not just dealing with Letterkenny alone, although a lot of the issues are coming from Letterkenny, and that's why that has caused a problem. But it's open to everybody in different areas so we can try and help them as well.